This is the Best Of Daily Devotion Series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
Paul the Apostle, here in the book of 2 Thessalonians, gives two dimensions of the comfort of Jesus Christ. In this passage, he speaks of the comfort we receive in knowing that our sufferings strengthen us and makes us ready for Christ's kingdom. But we also can take comfort in the fact that one day, everybody's going to stand before God, then all the wrongs are going to be righted, judgment will be pronounced, and evil will be terminated. We're in chapter 1 of 2 Thessalonians, and we're going to pick it up in verse 6, where Paul the Apostle tells us this while at the same time he is preparing judgment and punishment for those who are hurting you. Okay, let's go back to 5. This is only one example of the fair, just way God does things, for he is using your suffering to make you ready for his kingdom, while at the same time, he's preparing judgment and punishment for those who are hurting you. These believers there in Thessalonica, they trusted God. They understood, just as we must, that vengeance belonged to God and not to them, despite the persecutions that they were enduring. Romans chapter 12, verse 19, Paul wrote, "Don't seek revenge for yourself, beloved, but give place to God's wrath. For it is written, 'Vengeance belongs to me, I will repay,' says the Lord." Now I wonder, do you trust God in this today? How often we feel the necessity to intervene and try to fix things that are really God's to fix. 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 6 through 9 says, "And turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them to destruction, having made them an example to those who would live an ungodly way, and delivered righteous Lot, who was very distressed by the lustful life of the wicked, for that righteous man dwelleth among them, was tormented in his righteous soul from day to day with seeing and hearing lawless deeds. And then the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation and to keep the unrighteous under punishment for the day of judgment." You know, the fact is, we live in the midst of an evil and unjust world. This is not something that you need to be reminded of today. Therefore, much of the world's behavior, much of man's behavior, is just simply evil and unjust. And it's going to continue to be that way, in fact. It's only going to get worse until the Lord returns to bring all of this to an end. Our passage today says it is a righteous thing for God to punish. Now, I know that idea can cause anger and angst in a lot of people. We tend to want to see the situation before us from the side of the entrenched rebel. We kind of want to see it as, look, if God is really a God of love, then how can he punish people? I mean, how can he send people to hell? Yet God has provided a clear escape for sinful man. We have to but take up the offer and be set free from the guilt as well as the punishment. But let's face it, the vast majority will never take up that offer. We need to remember that the current state of mankind is our doing. Our situation here now indeed actually began in the garden with Adam and Eve, but I think we finished it all by ourselves. You need to know that hell was never meant for humans, never built for humans. It was built for Satan. But we have made our choice, and with that said choice comes, well, baggage. Either I will spend eternity with God, a place of no more tears and no more crying, or I will simply receive the bill for a life of living as I please. In reality, you know, a person has to work pretty hard to get to hell. He has to reject every attempt by God to reach him, and there have been many. Every attempt by God to love him, to forgive him. It's been said that God doesn't send anyone to hell. He just confirms reservations. The choice on this, it's ours. We make it, and he just simply delivers upon our decision.
That was a daily devotion by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.